It's up from here, don't look down. I only feel good energy all around me. Look to the sky, don't need to leave my feet on the ground. Welcome to Find Your Success, where I, Will Singh, gives out helpful information to help you find success in your life. I just wanted to have a disclaimer that I am not an expert in any of these, and these should be considered helpful hints on how to find your success in life. Everyone is different and has different preferences, thus what I may discuss may work for you and it may not. Today we will be talking about batching, learning how a little bit on how to budget, and the validity of tests. And just to start off on our inspirational quote of this episode, it would be by Albert Einstein, and it is, "Once you stop learning, you start dying." The reason why I like this quote so much is that it teaches you that you always have to learn. The instant you start thinking that you don't need to learn anymore is the instant you start dying. This world is ever-changing, and you need to make sure that you are constantly learning to make sure that you are at the top of your game. This is the productivity section of my show, where I get to show you some tricks and tips on how to be more productive. We will be discussing batching today, which is basically doing similar tasks all in one go to increase productivity and decrease the amount of time switching between other tasks. An example of this is basically baking cookies. When you make cookies, you make a batch of cookies. You don't just make a singular cookie or just do mixing for one cookie and bake that one cookie at a time. The reason why you want to use this is it makes things a lot faster when you don't have to switch in between many different tasks and you lose focus sometimes of what you need to do. How you can apply this in your own life is basically look at projects in your life that consume a lot of time or maybe just are kind of repetitive. And if you find those tasks and see if you can batch it by breaking it down into smaller tasks and then doing all of those one tasks and then doing the next set of tasks to make your project work forward, then that is a possibility. An example of this is flashcards for me. I create digital flashcards. Sometimes it's hard to create the content of the flashcards in a proper manner. What I used to do was create the content on the cards, but a lot of times the grammar or the way the question is phrased, or many times just screwing up the question entirely and not making much sense. I then moved on to making all the questions in a Google Doc. And that was part of breaking down the flashcard making process, was to put all of my questions on a Google Doc where I can easily review all of them at the same time and really look at whether or not they made sense or not. And then once I had done all the spelling and grammatical errors and fixed those, I would then put them on the flashcards in a very fast fashion of copying and pasting. This made things a lot easier for me by batching the smaller tasks of the flashcard making process. Welcome to the adulting segment of this podcast, where you get to learn a little bit on how to adult better and adjust to the real world, as some people would say it. Today we'll be talking about how to know where you stand financially. And this will be consistent of knowing what your income is and knowing what your expenses are. The two steps you need to know is that first you need to establish what your monthly income is. And this can be done by looking at your paychecks and seeing how much you make each month. Let's say you have tips and sometimes there are more or less tips that you get each week, but on average you know how much you'll make each week in tips. You count for it in your monthly income instead of not really knowing. You can always lowball it by about 10%, 10 to 20% if you are getting those fluctuations in income. And then that way you have a more stable baseline of where your money is coming from or how much money will be coming in. So the second step is kind of making a list of all of your expenses. This could be monthly or yearly or biannually. Doesn't really matter, as long as you're able to break all of it down into more monthly bills and knowing how much you need to subtract from your paycheck in order to make sure that you can make all of your payments. And this can be done by making a list of all your monthly bills and then making a list of all your other bills that, and then break it down by a monthly amount you need to pay. So let's say you know you have to pay for Christmas gifts. You know you're going to be spending about $300 on Christmas gifts during December. Then you can divide 300 divided by 12, and then you will get how much you need to pay, which is about $25. Each month, that needs to go into savings that you know you will be able to pull out in December. And then this way, you don't have to worry about having a huge amount of money that you don't have when it comes to December and you're trying to buy all those gifts. And you won't have to put it on a credit card and basically have to pay off that credit card with interest. This is the science portion of my podcast where we get to discuss science and how freaking awesome it is and why you need to know about it. Today we'll be discussing a little bit on validity. And what validity is how well a test measures what it is purported to measure. Thus, if you have a scale that is about 5 pounds off, it is reliable, but it is not valid. And a good quote, I think, is from Live Science, and it says, "If scientists set up an experiment to find out if stress is linked to risk of cancer, and during the study they noticed stressed people seem to sleep less, they might switch their study to study sleep. The problem is that the experiment was not set up to account for confounding factors associated with sleep, among other things. Thus, it is measuring something that is not supposed to measure." And that can definitely create odd results. And if you're using, let's say, a rubric that doesn't really apply to anything that you're doing, then it's a useless rubric, and you can't really create results from that. And at least meaningful results from that. When you're dealing with flashy studies, you need to look at them and see whether or not they're valid and if whether or not their methods match up with the results they have. So you can look at this data and then see if it works with what the study is actually measuring. Thus, you can grasp whether or not you need to take a certain course of action with the data that is given to you. Now that you have a better understanding of these matters, make sure to take action steps to make these things work in your life and experiment. See if they work, and if they don't, they don't. Worst thing is that you learn that it doesn't work, or you learn that it is extremely helpful when doing certain processes. The only way is up from here, don't look down. Thank you very much for listening, and please let me know if you have anything you want to discuss with me. I can be found at will@williamsing.com, so email me any questions or things that I can pick up on, get better at. I'm always looking to improve on my skills, and if you want to sponsor me, let me know. Please use this information to help yourself find your own success, because I want to make sure that you succeed in life.